Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your na 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 knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to the mortgage jungle with TexasSunny.com. Another weekend of blissful mortgage talk. The one thing you've been waiting for. Talk about financing on a Saturday morning after watching your Mavs win last night. We are here to talk about mortgages. So welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. And we are going to share with you what's going on in the mortgage world today. So make sure you tune in for the next hour. And we're going to talk with you about how to save money on your home loan. Hey, you can get in touch with me today at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. That's my text line. Text me your questions about buying, refinancing, getting cash out of your home. This is a show about questions, a philosophy. It's not an application show. We're not applying for a loan here. We're just trying to get some ideas for you. So when it comes time for you to get a home loan now, 6 months from now, a year from now, at least you start getting those thoughts moving around in your brain about what you need to get done to get ready for it. Whether it's your credit, your income, your assets, you got to get those ready. There's a lot of things to think about when you're trying to get that home loan done. What kind of loan are you thinking about getting? And you can start now by texting me your questions at 214-354-5989. If you're new to the show, been here on the fan here for about 13 years, been doing radio shows here in DFW for about 23 years about mortgages. And make sure you get in touch with me and I can answer your question for you. Trying to get the coffee in right now. The brain is moving. The lips aren't moving as fast. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes your lips are moving faster than your brain. And sometimes your brain's moving faster than your lips. Right now, I'm trying to work it out. Maybe some of you have that same thing going on in the morning on a Saturday morning after going out on Friday night and having a good time. What's going on with mortgage rates right now? Hey, this is a good day to call. Monday is going to be a great day to get your loan locked. Hopefully, rates stay where they are. They came down a little bit this week. They've been moving up consistently for a couple months now. And this week, there were some things that went on. Mortgage rates came back down a little bit. There was some news regarding employment. The employment numbers came out. The good news is that rates are in a decent spot. You can still find some FHA loans in the mid to upper sixes. You can get your conventional loans for your home purchases in the mid to low sevens. And so these are just ranges of rates. There's all kinds of things that are come into it. The better your credit is, the better your rates are going to be. And It depends on your loan size. There's a lot of things that go into your interest rate on mortgages. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. I want to talk about what kind of things are going to affect your interest rate. What kind of things can you do the most to get you a better rate? A lot of you think putting more money down is going to get you a great rate. It runs out at a certain point. Once you put about 25% down, every 5% down after that in your mortgage, well, I'm going to say this. Once you have about 35% down on a mortgage, you can't put any more down on a mortgage than about 35%. In some cases, maybe 5% more. You're not going to get a better rate than if you put 35 or 40% down on a mortgage. There's actually things baked into the mortgage world, and you may not know this, where if you put 15% down on a mortgage on some conventional loans, you may get a better interest rate than if you put 20% down. It's baked into how mortgage lenders are. When mortgage lenders lock a loan, they're locking it into a market. They're locking it into an interest rate market. And with the way the secondary market is set up, someone out there has determined that there is higher risk for some reason on a 20% down loan than there is with a 15% down loan. And you can get a better rate sometimes with 15% down than you can with 20% down. Now, 15% down comes with PMI on a lot of conventional loans. And so it just depends on how you're getting this thing put together. There are different things that will impact your interest rates. We're talking about down payments as one of them. Let's talk about some other things that will do that during the show today. But in the meantime, you may have questions. It may be your time to buy a home this year. Maybe it's in 6 months. Maybe it's a year. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer. Text me your questions to 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Text me your questions. If you're trying to buy that home, just send me the following information. I'll get you going on the right track. Send me the following information. Send me your current income. Send me your expected down payment and your credit score. Your current income, your expected down payment, your credit score. What I'm hoping to do is give you an idea of where your range of buying potential will be, where your range of payments are going to fall. It's going to depend on a lot of things, but it'll give you an idea without you having to go. You can do a lot of this searching on your own, but we're here on this show, just a quick text, and I can get you some quick information. Also, a lot of people getting cash. It is going crazy right now. You are getting so many home equity loans right now, everyone. Home equity lines of credit, second lien home equity loans, first lien cash out refinances. We do them all here at TexasLending.com. If you're trying to get it done in Texas, not everyone does them in Texas. They don't all do home equity loans in Texas. There are rules in Texas that are different than every other state. A lot of lenders won't touch them in Texas, especially when you're trying to look at the differences between a cash out refinance, a home equity line of credit, or a second lien home equity loan fixed rate. We can do them for you at TexasLending.com. Text me your questions about getting cash out. Send me the following information and I'll get you going in the right direction about what kind of loan you're thinking about, where your rates might fall, and give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your house. Send me the following info, what you currently owe on your current mortgage and the current value of your home. That's simple. What do you owe and what's the value of your home? And the other one is, what's your credit score and what's your interest rate? If you send me that information by text, I'll give you an idea about which direction to move in getting that cash out of your home. Start now, and we will get to those questions right away. So we're talking about what kind of things can affect your interest rate. What thresholds of credit impact your interest rates? There are different loan programs. And I'm gonna try to make it real simple for everybody right now by saying, listen, you think that there's these incredible amounts of loans out there. Let's give you several simple loans, okay? You have a conventional loan, an FHA loan, VA loan, USDA loans. There's something called a non-QM loan. And there's reverse mortgages. That's about the most kind of loans. There's some other one. Some of you may have never heard of the word a hard money loan. A hard money loan is when you go to that guy down the street who's, you know, known to have all this money, and you need to get a 15% interest rate in your mortgage, and they give you a hard money loan. But when you're trying to go to a mortgage lender, you're typically working through about five different kinds of loans. Most of you are thinking about conventional VA, FHA. That's what most of you are thinking. When you start looking into the other loans, you start looking into the reverse mortgages, the non-QM loans, the USDA loans. A lot less number of loans being done in those pockets. If you're looking at a USDA loan or a non-QM loan, we're talking about small percentages of the mortgages written. But when you're looking at getting yourself the best interest rates in a mortgage, when it comes to credit scores, the credit score impact will be different for a conventional loan, a US or an FHA loan, and a VA loan. For example, the same person with a 680 credit score, let's call it a 660 score, the interest rate differences between an FHA, conventional, and VA can be profound. When you're looking at a 660 credit score, you're probably going to find your best rates in the FHA area. When you're looking at a 660, if you're driving around out there and you know somebody, maybe a family member, maybe it's you, you have a 660 credit score, maybe it's a 640. Let's call that this range of rates between 640 and 660. This is a good thing to look at because, you know, if you have perfect credit, you're looking at the best interest rates associated with perfect credit. But when you're at 640 to 660, those are transitional credit scores. They're either transitioning on their way up to go to a 700 credit score, or they're transitioning on the way down. If you're between 640 and 660, there are charges that start coming your way from that interest rate market we're talking about. They start coming your way. For example, the VA is going to start, there's going to be interest rate charges that are going to start coming your way. So the perfect rate may not be coming your way with a 640 to 660 VA loan, unless you're going to put down payment, significant down payment. If you're going to be on the conventional, you're going to have a higher interest rate on the conventional loan between 640 and 660 than you're going to be finding on an FHA loan. Right now you're finding, if you're out there searching in the market, know this. You don't know this. No one's telling you this. But if you're just looking right here in the DFW area, let's look at Collin County. In Collin County, the FHA loans, the maximum FHA loan for a single family house can go up to $563,000. $563,000 for an FHA loan. If you have a 640 to a 660 score, you can get a fantastic interest rate if your loan amount's under $563,000. In Collin County, it's different for every county. Not every county can go up to $563,000. Not everyone knows this. It's different in every county that you're looking at. So if you're trying to get a loan in a different county, I'm going to throw out a random county, Coleman County, $498,000. $498,000 in Coleman County. So you need to talk to your loan officer because you need to find out what the FHA loan limit is in the county that you live in. And it's going to depend. And if you're in, primarily if you're living in a metro area like DFW, let's go to Dallas County. Dallas County, $563,000 as well. So you can be pretty sure, you can be pretty sure in Ellis County, for example, $563,000. So a lot of the metro area around here, $563,000, your credit's not perfect. You might qualify for a really great credit or really great interest rate. Text me your questions, 214-354-5989. Find out what kind of interest rate you might qualify for. You might be able to find a rate 0.5% better on your mortgage, on an FHA loan with a 640, a 640 to 660 credit score, 0.5% to 1% better interest rate on an FHA loan than if you got a conventional loan. A lot of people think that there are some issues with getting FHA. Well, there are some changes. There are some changes that have come out for FHA. They're going to start impacting builders. They're going to start impacting you when you're trying to get a mortgage under FHA. And we're going to talk about that after the break. But these have to do with energy efficient homes. FHA is putting new guidelines in for energy efficient homes that are going to impact the price of FHA builds. the cost of building them for builders, and it's going to impact just how much home you can get based on those efficiencies. However, if you are in the DFW area and you're looking for a great mortgage with a great rate, get in touch with me right now at 214-354-5989. I want to answer your questions for you here. If you're driving around out there, it's the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. Get those questions in. When we come back, we're going to start answering those questions on the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller here to share with you all the things about your mortgage. I know I threw out a lot of numbers there at the beginning of the show, but you know what? We want to get some ideas about where things are. Right now, you're finding your mortgage rates, a lot of rates between the upper 6s and 8% in many cases for your conventional loans. Your FHA loans are the ones that you might find in the 6s. Most of your conventional loans are above that. Text me your question to find out where you're going to fall. But I did mention rates did come down the last couple days. And they came down maybe 0.25%, maybe 0.25%. So if you're trying to get your loan locked and you haven't locked it yet, check in with us on Monday. Find out where we can get your loan fixed in and get it locked for you. Great day to do it. Hopefully mortgage rates don't go up on Monday. There were some things that happened the last couple days that made them come down a little bit. So that's good. That's good time, especially when we're out here in the warm weather trying to get ourselves into a home, or we're trying to get that cash out done so we can get some things done. Home improvements, get your kid ready to go to school. A lot of different things that go on for the reasons we try to get cash out of our home. Okay, let's get to your questions right now. And thank you. They're coming in right now. My home is currently valued at $350K to $400K with a $225,000 FHA loan, and it's 2.9%. So congratulations on getting your loan in at 2.9% during the COVID years. Currently, tax value is $357, and 4 years into the loan, but I have PMI. How do I get the PMI removed? Well, FHA moves around a lot. And so for everyone that's listening, we are going to differentiate something real quick. And that is that they do call it something different on FHA loans. They call it MIP. MIP is mortgage insurance premium. It sounds just like PMI, but MIP comes on FHA loans. The MIP is charged by the federal government. It's insurance you're paying to the government. Why are you paying insurance to the government? Because if you default on an FHA mortgage, the government insures the lender. When you default on a conventional loan, a private corporation insures the lender. Why are they insuring the lender? Because you didn't put 20% down. You put minimum down. You put your minimum down payment, which is great. We have these options. We can put these low down payments down. But on a FHA loan, it's insured by the federal government. You're paying insurance to them. So the PMI is a private mortgage insurance paid to private corporations. MIP is paid to the government. Okay, so you have this MIP. You want to get rid of it on this FHA loan. Over the years, things have changed in FHA. It used to be once you paid a certain amount down on the house, the MIP would go away. Once you paid down a certain percentage on an FHA loan, the MIP would go away. And here's what's really weird. Check this out. They passed laws back in the 1990s that said once people have 22% equity in the home, you can get rid of PMI one of two ways on a conventional loan. You can put 20% down when you buy the home, or you can pay it down to 22% equity in the home. It's weird, I know, but those are the real numbers. So if you put 20% down, you don't have any PMI. But if you're actually just paying down on the mortgage, let's say you put 5% down, and then over time you pay down on your mortgage, you have to actually get to 22% down from the original appraised value before your PMI goes away. So on conventional mortgages, they made this law. These evil lenders can't be charging you PMI once you put a certain amount down. Well, not for federal government loans like FHA. The federal government can get to charge you MIP forever and ever on the mortgage. Even if you have 90% equity on a FHA mortgage, if you have 90% equity in your house, the federal government's continuing to charge you insurance in case you default on the mortgage, even though they have 90% equity in the mortgage. Why are they doing that? I can tell you why. Because they're taking your money to use it to insure other people's mortgages. They're using your money to insure someone else's mortgage. And so That's the way the government does things. And so why is it that the federal government can charge you insurance forever, but private mortgage companies can't? I don't know. I don't know why they don't hold themselves to the same standards. But you on your FHA loan, over the years, it's changed. It used to be you can pay a certain down and then the MIP goes away. Now it lasts forever. So if you're now, there are some loans on FHA. There are some loans where that's not the case. There are some FHA loans where if you put 10% down, the MIP can go away after a certain number of years. For example, if you're going to get an FHA loan and you're going to get it on a 15-year mortgage, then it's different. You can have and it's a certain different amounts of MIP as well, depending on how much you're going to be putting down on the mortgage as well. So there are, for your situation, your 2.9 is a great rate. It's your MIP is not going to go away. I apologize to you, but it's just not going to go away. You have to refinance out of the FHA loan into a conventional loan. This might make you mad. How come I can't get rid of this MIP? I can put 50% down on my house. I'm still going to have it. That's just the way it is. There's nothing that you can currently do about it. And I wish there was. And so anyway, we'll share a little bit more about that. I'll talk about how we're going to get rid of some of this MIP and how long the MIP is going to last for. And we can talk about that in a little bit. We have more questions. And I'm talking about the people that put 10% down on a 15-year FHA where the MIP doesn't, it goes away after a certain number of years, a certain amount of paid down. So for most of you, though, you're in a 30-year FHA and it's just going to be there. Okay, next one. I make $120,000 per year and I've never used my VA loan. My house is paid off, but I have two car payments totaling $1,000 per month. I'd like to purchase an Airbnb type property, preferably in Texas, but it doesn't have to be. Is there an area that won't break the bank but has good rental potential? Oh boy, you need to find a good realtor. You need to call TDT Realtors in Arlington. TDT Realtors. You get in touch with them and they can look up those areas for you. But listen, you haven't used your VA loan yet and you're not going to be using a VA loan on your Airbnb property. VA loans are for primary residences. They're for veterans to be able to buy a home and have a home and have their family in a home. And it's to get you into a zero down mortgage for you and your family as a thank you to veterans as the zero down option. And it's not used for investment properties. Now, if you were going to move into a house and then use your current house as an Airbnb, that would be different. Let's say you're going to buy a home, you're going to move into it, and then you're going to Airbnb your current home. And so you do need to look into some things. Some cities don't allow Airbnb, so you got to think about that. They won't allow Airbnb in some cities. So you got to be prepared. And that's why you want to talk to a realtor, and they can look into these things for you. And they can find out some good affordable areas if you want to be able to do that. And so I would check with TDT Realtors. They can look up some good areas for you, and they can start sending you homes that are coming up for sale in those areas. And when they get listed, it'll automatically trigger an email to you. So something to look for with TDT Realtors. Go online and apply with TexasHoneyNation.com for your home loan and get your questions in by text right now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, All right. Let's see. First time home buyer. This next question here. First time home buyer. How many of you have that? Single income family. 75K annual income and 780 credit score. 15K saved for a down payment. What kind of interest rate should I expect? And would be a safe price range for a first home. Okay. So listen, you make over $6,000 per month. If you're a W-2 employee making $75,000 a year, you're making about $6,250 a month. So take a look at your monthly income of $6,250. All of you out there, look at your monthly income. It's your adjusted gross income that would show up on your tax returns. And so $6,250 would amount, what we want to look at is about 33% of that. One third of that. So you're looking at maybe $2,100, okay? 33% of $6,250. So somewhere around $2,100 would be, I'd want to stay under that for approval's sake. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, depending on your overall debts that you're paying monthly, like your car payments and things like this. $2,100 is probably going to find you a mortgage somewhere between $230,000 and $250,000, depending on what kind of mortgage you're going to get. I would say FHA is a great option to get you the best rates. Right now, where mortgage rates, you're going to find your FHA rate somewhere between 6.5% and 7.5%, depending on how you set up your financing. Most of your FHA rates you're going to find are between 6.5% and 7.5%. Depending on your credit score, you said you have a 780 score, which is great. On conventional, you're a first-time home buyer. The minimum down payment for first-time home buyers under the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac programs is 3% down. So if you're looking at a $250,000 sales price and you're putting 3% down, figure that's $7,500. And so if you're FHA, your minimum out-of-pocket is 3.5% minimum out-of-pocket. So those are the minimums. There are, depending on your income and the area you're moving to, depending on, we know what your income is, but there are certain areas where we look at the median income for the area. What's the median income? We look at, for example, in a zip code, and we say, what's the median income in that zip code? If you're under a certain portion of that median income, you may be able to qualify for as little as 2% down. Well, it's really, you're going to get 3% down, but they're going to rebate you some at closing on a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. You may get a rebate at closing if you're under a certain median income for an area that you're moving into. So we need to look at the area you're moving into. We need to look at your median income. We need to see if you qualify for that. However, keep as much of that money you have saved up in your own pocket. You're going to need it. If you have that $15,000 saved up, try to get in for as little as you can and keep that money in your possession. Because when bad things happen, you're going to need that money for that rainy day. You're going to need that money. Oh, something happened. You lost your job. You got to go get a new job. You need to make your mortgage payment for a couple of months. You're going to find things happen. They're going to break and you're going to need to get them fixed. So try to get in that affordable area. You're probably looking at a mortgage somewhere between $230,000 to $250,000 that would afford you the $2,100 a month. The $2,100 a month needs to cover the following. For all you first-time home buyers, it's going to cover your principal payment on your mortgage for the loan. It's going to pay your interest payment that you're paying on the loan. It's also going to need to cover any PMI you're going to be paying on the loan. And it's going to be covering your taxes for the property and your homeowner's insurance in case the property burns down, your homeowner's insurance. All of that needs to be included in that $2,100. And the numbers I'm giving you should fall into that $230,000 to $250,000 range for the sales price. That would include all those things in that $2,100. It might be less. It might be a little bit more. I'm giving you a range. There are just going to be certain conditions in getting into these mortgages, but the nice thing is a lot of this can be overwhelming, all this information. That's why in this show, we recommend Mimosas on McKinney Avenue in Dallas. No, but we want you to be able to relax and talk to a loan officer who says, listen, we'll take care of all this. Just get me this information. Here's what you want to know. What's my expected out-of-pocket going to be? What's my payment going to be monthly? I want my payment to be consistent. I don't want it changing every day of the week. So what? Give me my consistent payment I'm going to make. Give me my out-of-pocket. Tell me about how much time this is going to take, and then drink the mimosa and relax. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more of your questions. Get to them right now. Get your texts in right now, 214-354-5989. That's your text line, 214-354-5989. I'm Kevin Miller, coming back for more after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. I'm boning up on the FHA mortgage insurance premiums. So much fun on a Saturday morning. All the things that you want to know. Hey, it's the TexasSunny.com mortgage show here. I'm Kevin Miller. You can text me your questions at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Someone had texted in earlier and they wanted to get rid of their MIP on the FHA loan. However, they made changes a few years ago, and if you're only putting your minimum down payments on a FHA loan for your 15-year mortgage or your 30-year mortgage, your minimum down payments, even up to 10% down on the mortgage, you're still going to have that MIP on that loan forever for the term of the loan. However, if you put over 10% down, if you put 10% down on an FHA loan, then the MIP can go away after 11 years. Weird. Somehow you can have 89% equity on an FHA loan and the MIP will go away after 11 years. But if you're paying on it for 20 years and you still only have 10% left to pay on it, you're paying the MIP forever. It doesn't make any sense, but that's the way things are now. Someone's going to have to change it for it to change. Okay, give me your text questions, 214-354-5989. All the text lines are open. I can answer your questions right now. We did have a question right here. Someone wanted to talk me to talk about bridge loans, something called a bridge loan. And first of all, the first thing that comes to mind is Baltimore. They need a bridge loan in Baltimore to fix some things there. This person says, the kids have graduated from college and we are, didn't say college, kids have graduated and we are moving out of Frisco, no debt, do not want to cash out of capital gains to cover the transfer. So listen, a bridge loan is typically someone that's trying to sell their house and they want to buy a new house, but until their existing house is sold, they want to get a bridge loan to cover the cost of the existing house until it gets sold. There are a couple banks locally that it's a miracle that they got it approved, because in Texas, there's these rules and laws. And these rules and laws impact people that are trying to use equity in their existing home. A bridge loan would be based on the equity in your existing home. And so a couple of banks figure out how to maneuver through all the legalese of the home equity rules in Texas and have come up with some bridge loans. If you're trying to sell your house and move into another house and want a loan to bridge the gap between when you get your new home and your old home sold. Okay. And so there are a couple of banks that'll do it. If you do have questions about that, I will text you during the break about who you can contact to see if they're still doing them. I know they were doing them recently, and I don't know if they're still doing them. I'm assuming they would, because if they figured out how to do it and they have a niche in it, then they're going to want to keep on doing it. So get in touch with me at 214-354-5989. I'll answer your text questions now about getting yourself into some mortgages. Okay. Let me find another good, juicy question that you may or may not have here. Okay, let me see here. Okay, what are your thoughts on a $450,000 mortgage, putting $150,000 to $200,000 down with a 660 credit score? So a $450,000 purchase and putting $150,000 to $200,000 down with a 660 score. Now, the one thing that's nice is you can continue to improve your mortgage rates by putting more down on a house, up to about 40% down on a mortgage. Your interest rate may improve. up to about 40% down. Once you've put 40% down, 45% down isn't going to get you a better rate. Okay, for most mortgage loans. I can't even think of the mortgage where you're going to get a better rate with 45% down versus 40. But if you're going to put 30% down versus 15% down, yes, you may find better interest rates. So if you want to put $150,000 to $200,000 down on a $450,000 house, that makes sense. But I do say this, maybe the idea is get the payment you're looking for and can afford and keep that cash to properly invest it for future gains. For with a financial planner, that might be able to compound that money. If you took $100,000 and were able to make returns on that and compound it yearly, over time, you may make more money than if you just put it down on a mortgage. That's not compounding. It's not compounding, okay? If you put the money down on the mortgage, you're saving an interest rate per year on the amount of money you put down, but it's not going to multiply over years. And so what I would say is talk to a financial planner to see how much money you think you should put down on the mortgage versus how much you should be investing for future gains. Okay. So that's one of my suggestions for you there. Give me your questions, 214-354-5989. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you call one of our loan officers today. Call now. Go to TexasLending.com and start talking to a loan officer. And maybe you're trying to buy a home in 6 months. Get on the schedule. And here's the thing is, by calling now, or going online and getting your information into TexasLending.com, we will, through all of our abilities to communicate, schedule time to sit down with you and talk about your mortgage. It doesn't have to be now. You say Monday at 7. Great. We'll talk at Monday at 7 p.m. I'm busy until Tuesday at noon. Can we talk Tuesday at noon? You will be dialed at Tuesday at noon. Start that now by getting that information in and start planning your week. And you can do that with TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about your mortgages. Text me your questions about buying a home or getting cash out. If you're trying to get cash out, send me the following information. Send me your current value of your home and what you owe on your home. Send me your current credit score and your current interest rate. By text, 214-354-5989. I'll answer your questions here about trying to get that cash out, whether it's a HELOC, a line of, or it's a second lien fixed rate. If you're trying to get a second lien home equity loan, maybe your home's paid off and you're trying to get a first lien home equity loan, get in touch with me now. And also, you can send me information about your home purchase. You can send me your current income as well as your current credit score and your expected down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford. Now, on these FHA loans, one of the things we need to know about is this. If you're buying a home right now and you and your family are looking at a $500,000 loan for most or $500,000 sales price, if you're going to buy a home for $500,000 in most of the area that is listening to this, you're going to be able to look at, depending on your qualifications, FHA loans, VA loans, and conventional loans. Just know right now that your FHA loans have much lower mortgage insurance than most conventional loans, and they have lower interest rates than conventional loans. So, but we did have a borrower or someone texted earlier and said, I want to get rid of my mortgage insurance on my FHA. The mortgage insurance on most FHA loans right now is less than conventional loans. However, that mortgage insurance is not going to go away for you unless you put at least 10% down. If you're going to put the minimum down, yes, you will have lower mortgage insurance, but you'll have to refinance out of that FHA loan to get rid of the mortgage insurance over time. But if you're looking for a payment and you're going to be in that home for a while, especially with where rates are right now, a lot of you wonder, when are rates going down? Hey, if I get my FHA loan now, can I refinance out of it later? And I try to give you what I think. And what I think is just what I think in my experience and what I see. And I watch things daily to think, what would the Federal Reserve do here? What would What would the federal government do here? What would investors do now? We're starting to see some things happen in the economy, in economic reports. And it's not just the jobs report. It's the services index. It's all the different things that would tell me that we are getting closer to a situation where something might need to be done with interest rates. We're getting closer. Hard to time those things out. But there are definitely things and cracks going on in the overall market that would say I know inflation's happening. And I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that inflation is going to be going down. But I am saying that there are some situations where you could have inflation continuing to go up and the Federal Reserve deciding to announce a lowering of the overnight rate. So you could have lower rates and high inflation. But, you know, we're in different times than we've been in the last 20 some years. And those 20 years stopped at COVID. Everything stopped at COVID. Once COVID hit, you know, all bets are off the table. All new crazy things are happening. I mean, our government's printed over $20 trillion in the last 15 years. And it's crazy what's going on. So we don't know really what's going to happen when. But if the Federal Reserve did lower the overnight rate, it doesn't mean mortgage rates are going down. The Federal Reserve can actually lower the overnight rate. That would not necessarily mean that mortgage rates are going to go down. And so, hey, the Fed's going to lower rates, but they don't lower mortgage rates. They lower the overnight rate. In long term, that might impact your mortgages. But sometimes when they lower the overnight rate, your mortgage rates go up. And sometimes when they raise the overnight rate, the mortgage rates go down. So just know that we're getting closer to something happening. When I say something happening, a potential of the Federal Reserve making an announcement, but don't expect inflation to go anywhere anytime soon. Okay. Next question, buying a house. I think I have to take a break. I think it's break time. And so let me take that break. And we are going to do that right now. I was blabbering on there. Make sure you get your questions in 214-354-5989. I am going to take that break. When we come back, answering more of your questions here on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right. We're coming down to the nitty gritty of the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. The last few minutes here. Getting your questions answered for your home loan. Make sure you go right now. You know, we're going to have loan officers here today with people answering your phone calls. If after the show, call them. Get your loan going. Get it started with somebody. Just start the conversation or get your information in and we'll get it going. And we'll be happy to help you at TexasLending.com. Go to our website and dial one of those numbers there. And rather than throw out more numbers than you need to, then we'll just leave it there. Okay, here's a question. Buying a home. One of our credit scores is an 810. The other is a 630. So how many of you have an 810 on one side and a 630 on the other? What's the best approach? Should only the higher credit score apply for approval? Savings are a minimal $15,000, looking at a $325,000 to $350,000 mortgage. Okay. First-time home buyers programs are looking for. Should we save more? Their current household income is $180,000. Okay. So if you're going to use both credit scores, the 810 and the 630, then FHA is for you. If you're going to use both credit scores, if you're going to be buying a home and you're only going to use one of your, one of your scores, one of your incomes, then, you know, it's going to bring the other one into play. You can take a conventional loan and use the 810 score, but we can only use your income. Okay. We can only use the income of the person who's applying. So let's say you say, I want to use my income and I have the 810 score. If you have the income that can qualify you for the mortgage, you're going to get the best rate. If you need both incomes to qualify, we're going to use both credit scores. If we're going to use both credit scores, we're going to look at that 630 score for the credits for the interest rate. But FHA will then find you the best interest rate. Does that make sense? So first-time home buyer programs. There are conventional loans with first-time home buyers. There's our FHA loans with minimum down payment requirements. Take a look at those. There are some down payment assistance programs out there. It's going to depend on where you live, what county, Your loan officers can help you with that. But it starts with TexasLending.com because we have those options for you. We have the options of these down payment assistance programs. Call our loan officers at TexasLending.com. They'll look at your situation and find out what we can do to help. And yeah, it sounds like you're getting things formulated. We'll see what we can do to help you. I have another question coming in. I'm not going to have as much time. Let me try to see what they're looking for a HELOC. If you have a HELOC and I sell my existing home, when I repurchase another home, can I reapply for another HELOC on the new home? If you're going to buy a home and you're going to try to get a HELOC, you're going to need to be in that home for a bit. Figure at least 6 months to be able to get a HELOC. Okay. You're going to need to have equity in that home. I was just talking to somebody and they wanted to get a HELOC or a home equity loan. You need to have, once you close on a home equity loan in Texas, any of you who are getting cash out of your home, when the cash out loan or the HELOC or the home equity loan closes, all the loans on your home that you have, whether it's a first loan and a second loan HELOC, they cannot add up to more than 80% of the value of the property. So unless you have at least 20% equity at the time of closing on that HELOC, unless that's the case, then you don't have enough equity to get a HELOC in Texas. So that's all the time I have for today. I want to answer the rest of this person's text after the show. Make sure next week you get in touch with us here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you go online right now. One of our loan officers is ready to help you. I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week right back here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.